The state and the county are scrambling to address a housing shortage, and Humboldt's Board of Supervisors has approved a new law that allows housing up to 30 units per acre in commercial areas. At their October 1st meeting, supervisors approved an ordinance opening commercial areas to housing development. The new law responds to state legislation, Senate Bill 6. After some debate, supervisors agreed to allow the development even in areas without public water and sewer services. Last summer, the county's Planning Commission approved a draft version of the ordinance with a maximum density level of 30 units per acre, but general application of that density was questioned by 3rd District Supervisor Mike Wilson.
Frankly, if you're opening up sort of multifamily housing, which we all want to have more of, but in locations where you don't have the kinds of services such as a store or any of those sorts of things, then you have isolated communities, which we're having, for instance, our affordable housing project in Samoa, for instance. Very isolated is what happens when we have a very NIMBY perspective on affordable housing. You end up having developments in areas where we don't have bus service, you don't have a store, and you're really isolating communities.
Planning Director John Ford said the ordinance focuses on areas that are already developed with commercial uses and largely within community services districts. But he noted the rural nature of Humboldt County, which he said, quote, does have some population centers that are scattered throughout and may not be within an urban cluster. 2nd District Supervisor Michelle Bushnell's district includes somewhat developed areas without public services. She asked Ford if Wilson's proposed restrictions would exclude them.
I'm curious about for the residential and commercial, like the Cooks Valley area, which is also mixed, it's residential and commercial, and would the new language that he is proposing exclude those areas?
Cooks Valley, yes, because it's not within I don't believe CSD. It has communities, it doesn't have water and sewer.
It doesn't, you're correct, but yeah. It has, there is many residentials there and there's also commercial there, which is vacant right now and could be converted to housing very easily and already has sewer and water to the buildings because that's required for commercial. And so I'm not for the very unincorporated areas, especially in my district, where housing could be appropriate there, I'm not feeling his language change.
Considering the debate, Ford was asked about the Planning Commission's discussions on the ordinance. Ford said parking and housing density were top issues.
The commission struggled with parking and wanted to see really the amount of parking be minimized where it made sense to eliminate parking to allow that to occur. The kind of the compromise was relative to within a half mile of a transit stop and for affordable housing that no parking would be required. Again, parking could be provided, but it's not required. I think the commission also struggled with the number of units, and after they had taken action on the tiny home village, they settled that 30 units per acre was probably appropriate.
After some discussion, supervisors agreed to remove parking requirements for all housing near public transit service. The disagreement over allowing housing development in unserviced areas was resolved by adding a requirement for a discretionary permit process in those cases. Supervisors minus 1st District Supervisor Natalie Arroyo, who was absent, unanimously approved the ordinance. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.